Well, firstly, Jeff, the week has been rocked by the news of Tom Maynard with regards to him dying yesterday in London. I would imagine the atmosphere among the players is very down at the moment.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole cricket fraternity was admiring of his ability as a cricketer, and for a young guy like that with everything in front of him, it's, you know, the word tragedy is being used, and this is the truest sense of a tragedy.
Mm. And people like Ben Stokes and Scott have spent quite a bit of time with him around the England setup in the Lions and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and we played against him recently. I think he got 70 or 80 in very impressive fashion, and he made a solid impression on our team at that stage. But as you say, obviously some personal relationships with a couple of the players will make the sorrow that bit deeper.
And it's one of those sports where everybody knows everybody, isn't it? There's not that many clubs in the country, and you cross paths with people many, many times in their careers.
Yeah, that's right. You see these lads grow up. You see him come through the Glamorgan ranks as a young player, making his way, and then he made a really positive move to go and play down on a good wicket at the Oval, and was starting to put himself very much in the shop window for international honours, and everything was going in the right direction until yesterday.
And from what you'd seen of him, you would have backed that as a future England player?
Well, certainly recently I saw a lot of him as a youngster coming through the young England ranks, and he was, in actual fact, he was outshone by one or two other players who haven't kicked on as well, but he made some good choices, some good decision choices, career choices, and was moving very much quickly forward.
Your job, of course, as coach of Durham, is to try and get your guys to concentrate on the game at Derby tomorrow. Now, how do you focus their minds on that?
Well, I think we've had a good practice today, and although there's a deep sorrow within the game, then we realise that there's a game to win, and those emotions will be put on the back burner for that period of time.
You had a good win at Yorkshire on Friday. Unfortunately, things didn't quite go as planned on Sunday here against Nottinghamshire. It was a bit of a low afternoon for Durham, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was,
I mean, it's trite to say that's sort of 2020 cricket, but we could have played better. I said at the end of the game that I think that the toss was quite crucial. Conditions were unknown to both teams, and it was one of those situations where with a short boundary, an unknown quality of pitch, setting a target was going to be tricky, and we fell foul of that in the first 8 overs.
Tell us about Johan Meibre, because there was a silver lining there. He looked very tidy with the bat. He played some nice shots and got a nice 45 for Durham.
Yeah, he's a very bright cricketer. He's got a good record, first class and limited over cricket around the world, and he works the game out, as I say, very bright, nimble between the wickets, nimble on his feet, but at the same time can hit some big shots as well. So he's a good combination, and a good combination of skills, and it was nice for him to spend a bit of time and make a reasonable impression. Although he only got 10 or 12 down at Yorkshire, he looked the part there, and as I say, he's a wise cricketer, but he's still very ambitious.
It can go your way or it can't in 2020. Unfortunately, so far for Herschel Gibbs, 2 innings, 8 runs, I think. He was out caught the other day. Obviously, he'll be looking to kick on, and you'll be hoping that there's some fireworks from him shortly.
Yeah, going in first has a sort of double-edged sword, really. You have the advantage of a hard ball with fielding restrictions. So if things are going your way, then lots of things are in your favour. But there's just that, there's a bit of a pressure on you to get the ball moving. You generally look to get around about the 50 mark in the first 6 overs in 2020 cricket, and those batsmen have to take one or two risks, and he's fallen foul of that.
And Derbyshire tomorrow on a TV as well?
Yeah, Derby are a really improving club, a really improving team. They played well last year in 2020 cricket. Depending a lot on a chap called Guptill, a New Zealand chap who's not there this year, but they'll have fed a lot from the confidence from that, and signing of Navid as an overseas bowler, a lot of experience. So they're an up-and-coming team, and we've got 2 big games this week, and Derby's the first of them.